You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show.
You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark.
Yes, it's...
It's a new year.
It is.
It is technically a new year. Not for us, because it's...
We're in the past.
We're in the past.
Woo!
But to us in the future and all the people out there listening to us, it's now... We've made it to 2017. We haven't died.
Unless a comet's killed us all and somebody from the even more distant
future. See Trump's wanting to do an arms race now.
Is he?
Yeah. Did they have them in the Paralympics?
I don't know. Can you say things like that?
I don't know.
It's us, Phil and Bob, and we've got a special guest.
Behind us, yeah. Right. I think we've mentioned him in the show a couple of times. Yeah. Probably dog with him.
Derogatory.
Yes. He's our southern friend.
Yeah. I was trying to find the right word.
Correspondent.
Southern correspondent.
Yes. If you hear him in the background rattling, he's eating after it.
Yeah, you're allowed to email in and call him an idiot or whatever.
So let's get on to the first beer.
Yes, this was £2.99 from
Coppers. Yeah.
It's in a 330ml bottle and it's 5.5%. It is a collaboration beer by numerous beers, breweries.
Yeah, what they did was as we know online, because it was interesting to me because I'm a sad man and I was bored at work. Basically, most brewers are friends by the looks of it. A lot of them are friends. So they just had a massive big party and had a and part of this party was a competition to brew a beer. So they brewed an IPA and they brewed this one. In my advent calendar, I had this and the IPA. Unfortunately, when we went back to the shop, the IPA had all gone, but the Saison was still there.
Yeah,
And I enjoyed both a lot.
It's the 2-6 project, isn't it?
Yeah.
And this is number 2, Saison. It's numerous breweries. I'd list them, but the bottle's just gone around the room.
Yeah.
So it's very, very light.
So on the nose is that sort of classic Saison sort of smell. Sort of a light smell. That's basically this. There's a smell there, but it's not very descriptive.
No,
because
it's not a very strong smell. It could be that it's winter and we've got crap noses.
But when you taste it, you get that lovely spiciness that you'd expect from the Saison. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
It's quite a lively beer as well. It's not dulled down in terms of.
And for sort of a nice light beer. On the spectrum of light beers, of the bit of the spectrum we don't particularly rate as much because we like our bigger, bolder beers, we like a bigger beer. I think this is quite a pleasant.
Yeah.
Is my view of it anyway.
Quite
that's my
pleasant.
Opinion.
It's 6 breweries. It's Arbor Brewing, Beavertown, Cloudwater, Harbour Brewing, Siren Craft Brew, and the Wild Beer Co.
So it's some big names in a collaboration.
They're very big names. They've actually got their own styles, variations, their own identities.
You know, it's a very...
You're getting ahead of yourself.
This week we're pairing it all with the same thing because they give us them for free.
Well, not the same thing. Different things from the same people.
From the same people. So do you want to read that out, seeing you're the reader?
It's from Smofo, Smoke Foods. There's no website or anything.
We do have a Twitter.
But I believe you found a Twitter.
I found a Twitter, if I get to the right thing.
Could you have said that any more like Chavi and Geordie? Twitter. How?
Do you want to read that? It is at...
At... Which one?
That one there.
Oh, the big one. Smofo Smokes Food.
Yeah.
That's SMOFO Smoke.
We follow them anyway, so. No, we don't.
You stalk them?
We don't stalk them.
So they've been wondering who the footsteps outside their houses are, and it's yours.
But we do follow them on Twitter. So if you wanted to know them, and there'll be tweets around about the time this comes out anyway, in a vague attempt for a retweet.
Just because, you know, we got these from them.
We got them from them. We did get 3 packets, so we'll have one in each beer.
Yeah. This is the crispy smoked broad beans.
Are you gonna open it up?
Open it
up. So I think they're gonna be smoked. That was basically what this
I think there's a smoky flavour.
I hope nobody's allergic to nuts here.
Well, these are beans, not nuts.
Oh, right, that's all right.
So you're perfectly fine. Yeah. They're really good.
That's a proper smoky.
Mmm.
That's
like... They're exactly like... smoky bacon crisps on steroids and so much better.
They're nice, then. I would definitely recommend them.
If you see them about, I would have bought them in a bar then. You know, sometimes our food parents are like, that doesn't work up. I don't know
how much they were, but you'd pay a good couple of quid, a good couple of quid.
Yeah.
Because they're obviously a premium snack.
Mm-hmm.
Better than Walkers with that jug-eared freak.
You can't call him a jug-eared freak, because he's nice to the refugees.
Yeah, I like him for that.
Yeah, you're not, like, you can't.
But I don't like him giving kids fat.
Because then people will think we're like the son.
No, we like him for that bit, but we don't like him for making all these fat kids.
Okay, so you're blaming him for the fat kids?
Yeah.
And not the parents. Do you think he just goes around the schools feeding them crisps?
No, you're going into a complete different territory with that. Should we actually...
finish this?
Put this on the board somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know where. It's very good.
I've pinpointed mine. I've pinpointed where I'm going to put it. I'm going to write it down on my phone and see if you get the same, because this meant time. No, you just say what it is.
No, because that doesn't work.
Right, quick, carry up. This is a podcast. Visual doesn't work. Yeah.
I'm going to say 66.
65.
Oh, look at that. Right. You know what? I think
65.
Yeah. 65? We'll let you have 65.
Right. We will finish this off and have some more of them and then get back to you for the next beer. Once I get to the right bit. Okay, back for beer number two. More than that one, are we?
Yeah, we'll go with this one rather than the other one. So this is from Box Outram. It's called Sticky Beak. Maybe the font's not very good to be to understand what those letters are. It's 4.2% and it's in a 330ml can.
It's like if you look at a film, you know, a 3D film without the glasses on.
Yeah.
That's what the label looks like.
It's quite a snazzy label.
We got this on the opening of the Box Social tap rooms in Newcastle. In some of the arches around the back of the train station.
Yes.
Really, really nice venue there. If you're in Newcastle, on the Newcastle craft beer scene and you don't know about it, it's where the old split chimp
used to be
before they moved.
Yeah, just over the road from the Telegraph.
Yeah. Really, really nice venue, really good beer, good selection for the size of the place.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up going back there because we felt that the selection and the beers were better than was in Brewdog that night when it opened. I think it's quite... But it didn't have the pizzas that Brewdog in Newcastle has, so...
We don't have a price because it was given away for free.
It was given away to free. It was given to everybody for free, and we decided we would...
Give it a taste on the show.
Smell that.
That smells really good.
Mangoes. Massive amount of mangoes and passion fruit just straight in the nose. I wasn't expecting that at all. Now that...
No.
Wow, that's our passion fruit, just like an amazing amount. Maybe mangoes was the wrong fruit.
It's that kind of style of fruit.
Yeah, you know, umbongo sort of like...
Yeah, proper fruit juice. Again, it's very light.
It's a nice,
in terms of
a lot
visual.
More refreshing. It wasn't as fruity as the smell was.
No.
In that sort of terms, it's a disappointing, but it's not a disappointing beer. It was just the smell.
It smells very powerful.
You know, and then when you actually get to the beer, it's a very sort of subdued, I think, would be the word I would say.
Yeah.
Very pleasant.
This would go really well with, you know, if you were having a proper fruit cocktail as a pudding. This is a pudding beer.
Possibly.
Do people have beers for pudding?
Well, I have beers all the time.
Well, there we go, so you can have a pudding beer. Do you have a breakfast beer?
Yes! People, how many times a breakfast stone, this breakfast beer?
Yeah, but do you have them for breakfast?
Not personally.
So why? What's the, you know... Why don't we have them for breakfast?
Because I'd be drinking alone at breakfast and that thing. As soon as I've captured myself a wife or something,
you're allowed to.
I will then drink because then there'll be somebody else there, and that means it's not alcoholism. That's how it works.
Oh, okay. So because I live with my parents still, I can have a breakfast beer because I'm not drinking on my own.
Well, you should have one because you're still living with your parents, and that is desperately sad. And it should just take you out of the mindset that you're living with your parents still at the age of being old.
At the age of being old?
Yes.
Why, how old do you think I am?
You're almost...
40.
You're almost 30, and you still live with your parents. That's a sad... You should cry every night. You should be like one of those crying monkeys. Anyway, back to the beer.
That went a little bit dark. At least I can have breakfast beer.
So, you can have breakfast beer and drink this for breakfast.
No, this is my pudding.
This breakfast is sponsored by Box Social.
This would be really refreshing with cornflakes on a morning.
Yeah, I think you should try it. I'm not really saying much about the beer. It's just
very
a nice,
pleasant, very easy to drink.
Yeah.
I want to put it higher than the previous one.
All right.
A little bit.
See, I would have wanted to put it just slightly lower than the previous one.
Well, I think the previous one's really good. This one's a little bit different. You don't get something with the
I wouldn't say it's different. When you taste the smell,
the flavour.
Yeah, but there's plenty of beers have got that in at the moment. I wouldn't say that is as nice as that first beer. On the taste, the smell, yes. And that's why I would sort of personally put it sort of 63-64.
Okay. So I was going to go 66-67.
Well, let's split the difference and say 64.
That's not splitting the difference.
Is in my eyes.
This is why...
Honestly, I'd put that 64. You're putting it 64 because I'm in a bad mood. So we'll put it 64. But what we are going to do is we are going to pair it with chili dusted smoked roast corn.
Yeah.
If I can get it in the fucking packet. I've opened that really wrong.
Really badly. You're going to get bits of corn all over your house.
Studio. So this is just bits of sweet corn. Not as nice as the...
No, the beans are a lot better.
Yeah.
These are like eating little stones.
They're still nice.
They're chomping into something too hard.
They're still very nice. And I've never... They need stones and they're not...
Do you not eat stones?
No, somebody doesn't like them.
Pixie doesn't like them. They're too hard.
But Pixie still drinks crap beer, so...
Is that how you're going to define him? He still drinks crap beer, so we're not going to listen to him. Mm-hmm. Poor fella. When
he listens
to this podcast, I'm sure
he wouldn't.
I don't drink
crap beer. I'm sure he wouldn't drink Green King IPA, though.
Oh, dear.
Well, I got that in a pub because it was nothing on. They had a little section saying they had craft beer. So I asked, they had a Goose Island that was the best on there. So I asked for the Goose Island IPA. Do you mean Green King? No, I mean Goose Island. Oh, we don't do them. We just print these for all of our pubs and we never get that. We don't have it on your bastard menu, you pricks. And then, so hurried, I got the... Oh, good God, it was just... It shouldn't... The trade's description asked. Should be...
So, Green King IPA.
Just don't bother. It gets an honorable 10 on the board.
Wow.
Because it was that disappointing. It'd be like ordering a steak and getting a carrot.
Okay.
That was... Honestly, it was so disappointing. It made Newcastle Brown Ale. That was the next beer I had because it was such a bad place. I was at a hotel. I had no choice where to go. Made Newcastle Brown Ale taste nice.
Were you locked in the hotel? Was that why you had no choice? Or was it one of these hotels in the middle of nowhere?
In the middle of an industrial estate. I can remember eating petrol or something.
So would you have chosen petrol over the Green King IPA?
It probably was more close to an IPA, the petrol.
Well, there we go. That's some public safety advice. Don't bother with that IPA.
No, don't. And the thing is, they're proud of their IPA not being like an IPA. You go on the... on the thing.
Presumably.
Like, oh, these really, no, these craft beer wankers. Well, they don't say wankers, they say a better word, but they're people in the comment section just saying, piss off.
But presumably, you horrible, if, you know. If it's an IPA, you want it to taste like an IPA. That's the description.
It tasted, you know, like, you could maybe describe it as a pale ale, maybe I would probably go as far to say it was like a mild. Yeah. Now, mild to IPA. It was
the crowd says no.
It was just water.
So you've learnt your lesson.
Yeah. A cool. Bunch of wankers. Anyway, should we finish these beers off and
yes, and we'll put the scores on the doors.
Yeah.
Beer number three.
I'm still eating this corn.
Yeah.
I just took a massive.
Do you like that corn?
Yes.
It's too bitey.
The first stuff was really
the first nice. Stuff's mint.
You know, I've never, I wouldn't think you over that, but yes. That's...
No, you couldn't even pay me to eat that. Well, you probably could, because I eat stumps, evidently.
So you like
it's
it.
Like little rocks, it's just not quite
that. Yeah, not as good as the bean things.
Yeah. I thought the bean things would be a bit more soft. They're really quite good.
You're an arse.
Well, it depends how you cook your beans and what you
yes, but if you dry beans as a pub snack, it's going to be...
Depends what kind of... Right, anyway, we're doing a beer here.
Yes.
This is from BrewDog. It's a 330ml can. It is... Where's the percentage disappeared? It's a percentage. It's called Flat Pack Fruit Bats.
I bought a load of them because I like the label.
You like the label?
Yeah, so I bought three.
I really can't find the percentage. It's disappeared.
Nah.
It's beer.
It's beer. We'll talk about it, and if we find the percentage, we'll find the percentage.
Yeah.
So it comes out red. That's perplexed our friend Doon Sooth. It's very red. You smell, and it smells... of smoke when you do it with the fan that you've been eating them. Them corn smoke, with.
Yeah.
Very, very fruity. Like yeah. Like a milkshake. It smells like a fruit milkshake. Yeah.
Like a raspberry milkshake. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It screams, it smells like you want to drink it. No, that's the postcode.
it's a postcode. We're just trying to work out the percentage here.
No, that's an and sign. Our friend's trying to find the percentage on the can.
That says 8%.
And his eyes...
He reckons it's 8%. I'll
it says brewed and canned.
Brewed 8%.
Brewed 8%.
Is it?
Yeah.
It looked like an and sign.
So the massive fail there by Bob.
Well.
So yeah, very fruity smell.
Yeah. Mmm.
Taste, it's very refreshing.
It is.
It really clears the palate of smoked gubbins.
It does. It's got kind of that initial kind of kick you get from a sour that pulls your cheeks.
It's not.
And then it dies very quickly.
It's not stupidly sour, though.
No. But, you know, that sour feel where your cheeks come in, and then that goes away really quick. And you
I suspect this would be
through.
A nice one. You know, the one of these ones I don't like beer people.
Yeah.
There's somebody that might like a cider or something like that. It's not overly sweet. Like, you know, you get some fruit-based beers, and they're just sickly sweet.
Yeah.
It's not particularly bitter or anything, but it's not appallingly
sweet.
It's
not really, really nice medium.
Yeah, that's sort of what I would say.
It's got a good colour.
Yeah, it's not a style that I'd go raving about. Because I'm still not...
I'd like to see you in a rave.
You know. Oh, it's 6%.
I told you it wasn't...
Something's gone wrong with it when it was in the can.
Yeah, 6%. We'll correct that earlier mistake. We should apologise.
Yeah. Actually, everybody's run out going, oh, I'll have that, it's 8%.
We should be like the Sun and just apologise on a little tiny article in a couple of... month's time on the back
cover of a different magazine.
On the back cover of Vogue.
I've never. Do you know anybody who reads the Walk?
No, so that's why it's a good place to put our our apologies.
And then we can tell everybody we've apologised.
Yeah.
Not to any of our listeners, because it's not their kind.
Maybe our best one will be this.
We've also got a present from our friend down south. It is a little shark bottle opener wearing a tuxedo.
Yeah, we'll tweet that up. We'll take a picture of it and we'll tweet that up.
He skillfully made
the tuxedo. So, what we've got to pair this with that came when the company give us these snacks is some smoked pork scratchings.
Do you want to read the label?
Unfortunately, we can't, because I had them in a box. At some point, that light's...
That's because you're leaning on it.
I'm like leaning on the thing. Then what's happened is either I've lost them or the cat has ate them and got rid of the evidence of the wrapper.
You're blaming the cat. I reckon you ate them and were like, oh, they're really nice. Oh, there's not another packet.
There was a couple of rogue ones in the box, and me being a scruff, I ate them. There was like two tiny little ones, and they tasted amazing. Unfortunately, and if you're listening to this, where can we buy some? I'll have to have a look on the website, because I really want these pork scratchings, because they seem to taste amazing. The tiny, tiny little bit of these smoked pork scratchings. Yeah,
the cat ate them.
So even the cat ate them, I'm going to find a half-open packet that's now all moistured. And basically, it's just disappointing and I'm upset. And I think we should cry.
I'm upset because you're telling me how good they were.
But I've only got like a tiny, tiny morsel.
You snaffled them on a night in. You were like, oh, nobody will ever know.
I'd been happy. Like,
oops.
I'd have been happy if I'd snaffled them. I'd been like, yay, look at me, I'm snaffling these. But they've gone missing somewhere and I want to cry.
So if you've seen these mystery pork scratchings, please send them back.
Yes. DM us or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So where we'll put this on the board?
Since all my numbers have been completely wrong this week, I'll let you pick a number.
I was going to say about 61 or 60. Actually, it's the one way I want to see the rest of the board.
Yeah.
Right. So what's that 60? That was Anchor Brewing and Chris Robinson's Brotherhood Presents Brother Steamer. It's Brickbone Hop Gremlin and Twitch Welsh from Tiny Rebel.
I think this is slightly better.
Yeah, I was thinking that. So are we going to go for 61? While I'm left-hand control alt delete, that was an alt. And the kernel pale ale cluster.
Yeah.
We'll go for 61?
61.
61. Press pause and we'll come back for the summer.
Summer.
If I'd come in time, it would have been like a barbershop quartet.
It could have been.
With two of us.
Yeah.
Does that count as a quartet?
No.
Is that a twosome?
Yeah.
Right.
It's a tortoise or something, because you've got to make it sound a bit...
No, that's like a shelled creature, isn't it?
No, that's a tortoise.
Well, we have three different beasts like we normally do.
Really? Surprise, surprise.
All sort of reasonable would probably be the sum up. Well, a duet is our southern friend.
Our southern friend who doesn't want his voice on an award-winning podcast.
Award-winning?
We give ourselves awards. You got a spelling award. You got that award from college many years ago.
That's so not the podcast.
But we've won the awards. Right. So we're award winning.
Right.
It doesn't mean it's anything for the podcast or anything related, but we're award winning.
Right. So yeah, we've had three alright beers. Reasonable beers, good beers.
Yeah.
We've had three different snacks from
three. We've had two different snacks.
Illusions. From some four, whatever it is.
Yes.
I think
Smellful.
Our favourite, my favourite was the pork scratchings.
Yeah.
Your favourite was the...
broad beans.
The broad beans.
Corn were just... they were too hard.
You thought they were like rocks.
Yeah.
I thought they were nice, but not as... The others were like excellent, like
yeah,
out there. Like, ooh, I really, really, really like them. I'd definitely buy them in the in the shops over a lot of other snacks, then they'd probably be just below the beef crisps.
Yeah. So the beers we've had was number two from the 2-6 project, which is the Saison. And that's our winner tonight. We had Brewdog Flat Pack Fruit Bat and Box Social Sticky Beak. I think that's Beak or Beck or something.
Hopefully we'll have the Box Social Smoke Porter Campfire Porter. They're going to put that in cans at some point, but we would recommend if you do see it out there,
then get some.
Get some. They haven't canned it yet, but they are going to at some point in the new year.
There's bottles floating about.
Yeah.
And if you see it on draft, drink it.
Yeah, because we really like it. That would be our sort of recommendation of the night.
And if you're in the Newcastle area and want to try a slightly different bar, give it a go.
Yeah.
I've forgotten what it's called.
It's called, I don't know, Box Socials, Tap Rooms, I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to have a good name, just Box Social.
Yeah, but it's got to have a name.
What part?
Because
of
if we go Box Socials Tap Room and it's not got Box Social Tap Room on the outside,
but I've seen it said the word Box Social. You go past and you go, oh, that's a salon, that's a sandwich bar, oh, that's a bar, we'll go in. Okay. It's in a railway. People aren't stupid. Well, Americans are because they voted for Trump.
Yeah.
Or just under half of them because of their stupid system. But...
Need I remind you about Brexit?
We should be neutral on that.
Yeah, we should be neutral. But, you know, depending on which side you are on it, half the country was stupid.
Yes.
It doesn't matter which side you're on.
Yes. So stupid people are not fine, but that's okay. You don't want stupid people in our bars.
Uh-huh.
Good people with our challenge of not giving them a full name or a postcode.
Yeah.
We'll have to find it. And they're good, they're clever people. They get the reward of a nice pint in a nice pub.
Okay.
And if the others will be like clattering their heads into digital or something.
Yeah.
This is really bad for anybody that's not from the Northeast that doesn't need these. But what you should do is listen to these.
From the Northeast.
Get the trade up to Newcastle and have a good mega, mega, mega mix night out.
You know, digital's now one of the top 40 clubs in Europe. We should be bigging that up or not, because we don't...
That one in Newcastle?
Yeah.
That one...
Yeah, the one that's really well known for underage drinkers and drugs.
So if you're underage and you listen to this podcast and like crap beer, go to Digital in Newcastle.
Yeah.
Is this liable?
I don't... Yes.
Right, so we need to say the word supposed, allegedly. Like, allegedly, Nigel Farage is a twat. I know he is a twat.
Yeah, that's not alleged at all. We perfectly know he is. You just need to look at his face.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, we're getting... This is the first show of the run and we're already slagging Nigel Farage off. Oh, he's a twat, though. If you like Nigel Farage, don't listen to this podcast.
Anyway,
you don't deserve
happy
to.
2017 to everybody.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I forgot it's 2017.
It isn't. It's 2016 to us, but because we're broadcasting from the past into the future.
Yes. Imagination.
Anything could have happened in these couple of weeks.
Yeah. So it could be charismations.
Yeah.
It's the start of 2017. Muse with the survivors, you poor, poor people. I hope you find a rock soon to cave in your heads. Could be what we should be opening with.
Yeah. There might have been this a nuclear attack already.
This is the apocalypse.
Right, on that, I think we should probably leave it.
We could guess who's going to die between them, which celebrity.
Oh.
There's bound to be one dies.
And if we get it right, what happens? Does somebody have to send us a beer?
No, somebody probably thinks we've killed them. And then we're in a police cell going, yes, but Brucey, he was sold anyway.
It was just a really, really good guess.
Yeah. Should we end it on this very grim? We've ended this show very grimly. We've been very grim quite a lot, haven't we?
Yeah.
Tatty bye. See you next week or next time I upload the show.
Bye.
You are listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.